Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Renegade Broadcasting. Hard-hitting talk radio.
A storm is coming. Our storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
Solar Storm, thank you so much for joining me here.
You're listening to...
This is your host, Kyle Hunt. Today's date is October 11th, 2020. Looks like I might have some static going on in the background, trying to remedy that situation. It looks like it could be a little bit better. So, hey, if you are in the chat room, please do let me know. This is a live show. Yes, I don't usually do live shows, but sometimes I do. That means that if you want to call in, the number is 747-999-6407. Again, 747-999-6407. I know not a lot of people listen to my show live because, hey, you got other things to do at 8 p.m. on a Sunday night. But if you are live and you have something to add, yeah, sure, call on in. So, there's a lot that's been going on this week, but... most of it's just kind of the same old, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, momentous things have occurred. But I really don't care much. Trump, the leader of the free world. The leader of the greatest country in the history of the entire world. The U.S. of A. He went down with the coronavirus. He caught the COVID-19. The China virus, as he calls it. And he miraculously, basically, rose from the dead. I mean, all of his opponents were just saying, hey, this is the end of him. This is the end of Trump. They're praying for his death. Yet, MAGA won out. And Trump beat the disease. He took some great drugs, fabulous drugs. Huge victory for the drugs. And, well, the drug companies have really enjoyed Trump's promotion of his drug taking. He's just said it made him feel like, oh, what, 20 years younger? And the Jewish guy behind Regeneron, he made a bunch of money off of the stocks really spiking after Trump praised Regeneron. Who doesn't want to feel 20 years younger? Actually, I'm not sure if I would want to feel like I did it at 16. So let's take a look at this article here from the Daily Mail. Regeneron executives sold more than $1 million in stock after share price surged. Yeah, it just popped up in my way. When Trump raved about the antibody cocktail, saying he felt good immediately. Over the weekend, both the White House and Trump sang praise of Regeneron's experimental antibody cocktail, Regen-CoV-2, after the post of the video, Regeneron stock jumped 3%. And Joseph Goldstein, who sits on the board of directors for Regeneron, he's the SVP of Marion of commercial. Oh, okay, excuse me. And the SPV, oh man, this is why I don't do live shows, people. The SVP, which is the Senior Vice President, Head of Commercial, is Marion McCourt. She also sold some shares here. So yeah, they made a good amount of money, about $1 million just selling their stock options. It was about $740,000 for Goldstein. So that's great. Also, you got to take a look at Gilead, you know, the Republic of Gilead here, making the remdesivir for the Handmaid's Tale times. Well, what else has been going on this past week? Huge news stories, but honestly, in 2020, it's just a little blip on the radar. Supposedly, there was a crew of people who were unhappy with the governor of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, and they wanted her gone. So these guys they teamed up. They were hatching some plots. Of course, FBI informants and FBI agents were up in the conspiracy from the get-go, but hey, that's okay. These people would have done it without the FBI there goading them to do it, I'm sure. Yeah, they were going to kidnap Whitmer. They were going to use some false door, some trap door in this guy's house, and maybe a secret passageway. They were going to, keep Governor Whitmer hostage. And this was really going to happen, guys. But it was foiled by the FBI. They can't seem to get a hold of all these child predators. They can't seem to take them down, despite what all the Trumptards think about the massive sweep against the deep state. There are tons of children going missing all the time, but they had the wherewithal. They had the intelligence to foil the plot against Governor Whitmer. And how did Governor Whitmer thank our Lord and Savior? I mean, our President and Emperor, Donald J. Trump. Well, she called him a white supremacist, essentially. Trump wasn't happy about that, because it was his FBI that saved Whitmer from being captured. Just incredible. These stories, incredible. The president going down, Governor Whitmer, the woman who has mandated masks and all these other insane policies, she was going to get kidnapped. She almost went down. A governor of the United States almost was kidnapped by this crazed group. And what were they? Right-wing white supremacists? Apparently that's kind of the picture that's being painted. But that does not appear to be the case. One of the leaders, he has this big anarchist symbol in his room. He's spoken about not liking Trump because, he doesn't like government. So this just seems like a made-for-TV movie, to be honest. Doesn't seem real whatsoever. But of course, it's the crazy white guys who need to be having a big crackdown on them. Because, they're just getting so violent. Homegrown violent extremists. Christopher Wray of the FBI, he's been warning about this for a long time. He sees white supremacists as the number one threat in America. I mean, you do see white supremacists dressing up as black people, framing Black Lives Matter, going around, burning down cities, looting, and shooting. Yes. These white supremacists, it's terrible what they've done. Terrible. There was another news story that just came out, what was it, maybe yesterday. There's this group Patriot Rally, and one of their guys, one of the protesters, I guess had maced a TV security guard. I don't really know what was going on. I haven't looked much into this story. But this is the official story, is that this guy maced the security guard for some TV news station, and this guy shot him. So a Patriot Rally protester was shot by a TV security guard. And it appears that this TV security guard has this Space Invaders tattoo on his arm. And that is this Antifa symbol. I guess they're targeting racist invaders. or something like that. But Space Invaders is one of their symbols, I guess, for just shoot them up, you know? That's what you got to do to beat the Space Invaders. You just got to shoot them up. I don't know if this Patriot Rally guy is actually dead or not. Doesn't really matter. The narratives still work the same way. The propaganda continues on. And of course, I don't really think that there will be much of an outrage. But just imagine if that protester had been peacefully protesting. A fiery protest, but it was peaceful. And he got shot by some security guard. And he was black. Well, I'm pretty sure some cities would be burning to the ground right now. That's how it is. So, let's listen to a news report about Donald J. Trump and what he's been really focusing on in the run-up to the election here. Wooing Jewish voters, of course. I mean, that's really what you need to do, even though the majority of them say they're not going to vote for Trump, and they supposedly make up a very tiny percentage of our population. But here's the thing. It's not just about the votes. It's about all the things that come along with kissing Jewish butt. You're not just going for Jewish votes. It's less significant than even trying to woo the black vote in terms of electoral politics. But really, guys, this isn't just a little democracy. Not that a democracy is necessarily a good thing, but to think that we're living in a democracy where we could actually vote for our own self-interest, no. No matter how you vote, you're voting for Team Jew. And remember that. While you see all of these alternative media personalities just touting the greatness of Trump time and again. They did it in 2016, they're doing it again now. Red Ice, of course. The Daily Stormer, of course. Nick Fuentes, of course. InfoWars, of course. Stormfront, David Duke, of course. You get the picture. This guy who's done so much for the Israelis, but not so much for the American people. And you can argue that if you want. Call in tonight if you would like to argue the case for Trump. But the facts are definitely against you. If you really think he's going to follow through with his promises to anybody but the Jews this time around, if he wins, you're deluded. And this includes the black people. If you think he's really going to hook you up with the platinum plan, you don't know how politics works. But honestly, I do feel like blacks, they might not get suckered as well as white people have by political lies. They're more conspiratorial minded. Now, I'm not touting the greatness of the black intellect. I'm just letting you know the facts. I wish that white people be a little bit more conspiracy-minded, let's say. Conspiratorial in their thinking, yes. But actually, there are conspiracy theories on the right. The white people who support Trump, they're buying into some crazy conspiracy theories like QAnon, that Trump is actually trying to work on our behalf against that old, deep state. Now, I understand why people actually believe this. If you look at a limited data set, you can connect the dots and see that parts of this conspiracy really do add up. There is something going on. I'm not going to say that there is nothing to QAnon, but the 5D chess is against you, Goyim, you. But nevertheless, QAnon has been banned across social media for their supposed anti-Semitism. I haven't seen a whole lot of that, to be honest. I've seen Q supporters like SGT Report parrot some Q posts, this is maybe a year ago or so, about how actually Angela Merkel is Hitler's daughter. Yes. And how it's a Nazi world order. NWO stands for Nazi World Order. Isn't that incredible? Yeah, based Q, huh? Q is getting people to rally around the CEO of Zog Inc., okay? It gets people to stand behind the federal government. The CEO of Zog Inc. is going to save the day. Wow, that's a really good conspiracy theory. If you think that Sheldon Adelson's party, despite everything they say and do, is actually looking out for white people's interests, you're high on a crazy kind of conspiracy right now. And you know what you're doing? You're smoking the hopium. You should have called into the hopium hotline when Sinead and I had that open. And we could try to help you get through this. If you've never seen the hopium hotline, do look that up. One of my favorite little sketches we did. Anyway, I did say we were going to play a little clip about Trump and what he's been up to. This is coming to us from China Global Television Network. It's an international international media organization that launched in 2016, and it's funded directly by the Chinese government. So this is coming to you thanks to China. And of course, we have China to thank for the China virus, right? Donald Trump. It's real. It's very real, guys. Trump caught it, but the drug saved him. Trust the plan. Trust that COVID's real. We'll listen to this and I'll be back with more.
October 2018, a man armed with an assault rifle entered this Pittsburgh synagogue. He shouted anti-Semitic slurs and fired off his gun, killing 11 Jews. The rampage was among...
Jews? This is a completely fake event, by the way. Jews? Why did China choose the most homosexual-sounding English presenter? But guys, if you listen to the Daily Storm, you'd realize that China's based and we should be wishing for Chinese overlords to replace our Jewish overlords.
11 Jews. The rampage was among the deadliest against the Jewish community in the United States.
This wicked act of mass murder is pure evil, hard to believe, and frankly, something that is unimaginable.
Donald Trump reacting to the mass shooting. He went on to condemn anti-Semitism.
Okay, the internet is apparently just crapping out on me, or it's BitChute. I'm not sure which one is happening. The internet did cut out on us earlier, so that could be the case. Regardless, I'm still able to at least record here. I don't know if I'm broadcasting out right now. It looks like I am. But that BitChute clip is just not going to be playing for us. I'll try to reload the page. See what happens here. And of course, these PSYOP shootings have been used to demonize people like you and I time and again. And they never actually happen. Just like the John T. Ernest shooting. Remember John Ernest shooting up that rabbi, and then he lost his finger, and then it came out that, he got a replacement finger, looks just like his former finger, amazing prosthetic. So when you see him with a finger again, it's not that it was wrapped up in a cast, and then he just took it out. No, it's that he got an exact replica, looks very real, so don't question it. But maybe you should question some of the fraud he's been committing. Millions and millions of dollars running a fraud through the synagogue where he's a rabbi with all these donations and tax breaks and all that. I've gone over that before. Let's see if we can get into this clip again.
Damn anti-Semitism. But critics accuse the American president of inciting attacks against Jews.
He uses certain terminology that certain groups, radical right-wing, white power supporting groups, are listening to, and that speaks to them, and that's called dog whistling. He never comes out and says, oh, I support these values that support a white America or a Christian America.
That's a Cohen. Her name is Cohen, and she looks very chosen. The Cohen's a chosen. It's an anagram, okay? She, lovely, lovely woman, of course. And she says it's a dog whistle. Okay, so Trump has to dog whistle to his base, which is white people, the people who voted him in, who he made all these promises to. But he's just able to zog whistle openly all the time. So here's the thing. He has to zog whistle 100% of the time. They're just upset that 1 or 2% of the time he's dog whistling, trying to win over his base, trying to throw a few bones to the Q-tards. Oh, but he dog whistled. He didn't explicitly come out and say that he supports white people in America, but that's what I think he said.
According to the Anti-Defamation League, anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. have risen sharply during the Trump presidency, all of which could hit close to home for the Trump family. The president's daughter converted to Judaism and married an observant Jew.
He basically has Jewish grandchildren, but at the same time, he has been known to say, oh, I don't want an African-American accountant. I want my accountant to be short and have a little hat referring to a yarmulke on them. He's not anti-Semitic, but he is thinking, it seems like, in stereotypes about the Jewish community.
He's hiring all these Jews. He's not anti-Semitic, but it's just a stereotypical thinking. He wants Jews to handle his money, to run the country. It's an anti-Semitic thing. Even though he loves Jews and he's bringing Jews to surround him, it's because he's feeding into the stereotypes. And how dare he not hire the Schwarzes?
Candidate Trump raised eyebrows in 2015, courting Republican Jewish donors while calling them, quote, negotiators like me. Addressing the same group last year, the president referred to Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu as, quote, your prime minister, calling into question the loyalty of American Jews. No doubt the issue of Israel and its security is central to many American Jews, the majority of whom are registered Democrats. Trump's defenders point out he's moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, confronted Iran, and shepherded peace deals with Gulf Arab countries.
President Trump stood yet again resolutely and courageously with the people of Israel. If you don't see the power and truth of these moves, you may want to check your pulse.
But critics say Trump's actions on Israel are less about protecting Jews and more about pandering to evangelical Americans.
Wow, that's amazing. He's not appeasing the Jews. He's just appeasing and, you know, endearing himself to the American white people who love the Jews and the Jewish state. He's not doing this because he's loyal to Israel. He's doing this because the white supremacists of America who support him, they largely favor Israel. So that's why he's doing it. Okay? Okay, got it? Otherwise, you're an anti-Semite, if you say otherwise. All right, speaking of philo-Semites here, a little clip from Tommy Robinson I saw earlier this week. This might be an oldie, but it's a goodie. So let's listen in here. Think about all the people who supported Tommy Robinson. I know I get a lot of flack for having let go Mike Walsh from the Tribune. Big Tommy Robinson booster. K-Mac, big Tommy booster. Probably most of your favorite online pro-whites were getting behind Tommy Robinson when he was battling for the Brits, right? Let's listen here.
If there was a war tomorrow, which there will be, because I'll probably start at the end of the session, if there was a war and it kicked off, I would be there on the front line fighting for Israel. Do you know why? Why not?
I could give you 6 million reasons why not. Do you know why? You know why? Why not? Huh? How you like that? Why wouldn't you be fighting for Britain, Tommy boy? I thought you were a British patriot, a British nationalist. You'd be out there fighting for Israel? Again, guys, think of all the people who have not only pushed Trump on you, but also pushed Tommy Robinson on you. Big news story for people paying attention to racism in America. Well, it came out of the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Just amazing that the people who run the SPLC are not Southern. They are not experiencing poverty. They are not doing things that are lawful, and I guess it is a center, but it's a center of injustice. All right, I think this is a guy I don't really feel like talking to. Don't feel like I'm going to waste my time here. So we're just going to mute him. That's Ryan, who the first time he called in was talking about how he doesn't understand why circumcision is a bad thing. It was a kosher call then, and he had some kosher calls since, so I'm just not interested, especially when I only have an hour on the air. But if you are a genuine caller out there, you can call in tonight. This is a live show. Again, 747-999-6407. The article from the SPLC is Equity Through Accuracy, Changes to Our Hate Map. Guys, they've changed the hate map. This is huge news. This might even be the biggest news. Forget Trump with the COVID and his miraculous recovery, the plot to kidnap Whitmer. All of it. It's just irrelevant compared to this. In pursuit of a more accurate and more just hate map, the Intelligence Project, IP, is committed to collapsing the black separatist listing. We'll still monitor these groups, but we will be transferring them to hate ideologies, including anti-Semitism, that better describe the harm their rhetoric inflicts. This decision comes after many internal and external conversations. A change in the way the map is structured will better capture the power dynamics endemic to white supremacy. Black separatist groups land on the SPLC's hate map because they propagate anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ, I'll add P, and male supremacist views. Not because they oppose a white supremacist power structure. Guys, they're there because they're anti-Semites, not because they're anti-whites. The reason that they're haters is they don't like the Jews, okay? These groups, if they don't like the Jews, if they don't like the fags, if they don't like if they don't like women, I guess, yeah, because they're male supremacists, then they get put on the hate map. Okay? Not because they're against white people. They can hate white people, they don't get on the hate map, okay? You gotta understand. This is how the SPLC operates now. It is important to acknowledge the moment we are in and the incredible efforts of groups such as the Movement for Black Lives. They're not saying Black Lives Matter specifically here, right? Because that probably opens them up for some criticisms. They're saying the Movement for Black Lives in general and the power of protest despite the militarization of our police departments nationally. The continued police violence directed against the black community and lack of justice for their victims shows plainly the struggle for black lives is not over. And we'll pick up with this on the other side.
We go our ways till the sleeper awakens. We do the best we can till our destiny is a calling. Like lions, rising free, we descend like angels from beyond infinity. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you. Yes, Goyim, you. Fallen on hard times, need cash, sick of waiting tables? Here at the Juilliard School of Drama, we can make all your hopes and dreams come true. Sign up for our 33-week course and we will teach you how to laugh mid-sentence when describing how your friend was blown into 6 million pieces, how to move too soon before any shots or explosions are even heard, the lost art of driving into people but having your truck stay nice and clean, the correct posture when crouching over a dummy so your ID card doesn't cause neck strain. Sign up today and we guarantee weekly acting jobs with the CIA, FEMA, MI5, even Mossad. Scholarships and bursaries available for war veteran amputees and illegal immigrants. Juilliard School of Drama. We even supply the tomato sauce and dead chickens.
Attention, patriots. Tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Renegade Broadcasting. Hard hitting.
Solar Storm. Again, this is live, so call in if you will. 747-999-6407. Back to this SPLC article that is explaining why the SPLC is changing its hate map to make it so that black separatist groups aren't criticized for being black supremacists or not liking white people, but they're only being criticized for not liking Jews or not liking women or not liking the rainbow of gender identities and sexual preferences, including pedophilia. That's what the rainbow protects. Anyway, SPLC and IP more specifically recognizes the common language shared by our black separatist listing and federal attempts to criminalize black activism. Why would you dare criminalize BLM? Assaulting people, burning down cities, killing people, yeah, looting. How dare you? What are you, a white supremacist or something? We reject federal law enforcement's false and misleading contention regarding threats from black separatists. We believe this contention is used to justify the over-policing and surveillance of communities of color. Why? Why would you over-police communities like the black community, where it's 13% of the population and they account for about 50% of the murders in this country? Why would you be over-policing them? You know, these murders would not be happening if black people weren't just so stressed out about being over-policed. That's what's causing this. They would not be committing 50% of the murders if they weren't subjected to white supremacist racism. Okay? We believe this contention is used to justify the over-policing and surveillance. Right. Contributing to a false dichotomy does not serve SPLC's mission of racial equality. Why are we making the change? black activism, and overcriminalization. The new listings will help address the demographic reality of the groups currently categorized as black separatists. In fact, these groups are not made up of only black individuals. Furthermore, highlighting only these group separatist intentions does not examine their overall impact on marginalized groups within and outside of the black community. These groups are very much part of activist spaces. While they should be exposed for their harmful rhetoric and held accountable within the activist spaces they inhabit, the SPLC does not believe criminalizing and over-policing is an acceptable solution. In parentheses, except when we're talking about white people who just need to die. And they've come out with these leaked videotapes of SPLC presentations where they're talking about how they've planned white genocide for a long time. They've planned for the demographic decline of white people. Hell, Mark Potok was in that documentary, what, the alt-right Age of Rage or whatever that one was, where on the back of his office, on the wall, he's tracking the percentage of white decline in the country. This is what they're fighting for. And they're always fighting for the over-policing and criminalization of anybody who's even remotely pro-white. But for everybody else, no, you can't criminalize that. Don't over-police that. Didn't you listen to Christopher Wray? White supremacists are the number one violent terror threat facing America right now. Just look at what's happening on the streets. Huh? Proud Boys, right? The faggots over there. Look at them. White supremacists. Well, led by a mestizo and obviously controlled opposition. But look at them. White supremacists terrorizing the streets. Proud Boys. Proud to be white? Is that what it means? It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous what they've done here. Unfortunately, the FBI has a black identity extremist label for monitoring domestic terrorism. This label is unfounded. Do you think white identity extremist labels are unfounded too? SPLC? Heidi Barrick? Oh, Heidi. What a lovely Nordic woman Heidi is. Oh, just think about Heidi, right? The name Heidi makes you think of a nice blonde beauty. Well, that's what Heidi is. Heidi Barrick of the SPLC. Oh, I just love that lady. I mean, we might not agree politically, but I've just got to say, lovely lady. Sorry, guys, I'm super tired here. I spent all day just doing all sorts of manual labor, and I'm tired. That's why I didn't record this show today. I was just outside working all day, and I'm just in a goofy mood here. That's why I'm telling you that Heidi Barrick is a beautiful lady. Okay, in March 2018, former FBI agent Michael German, really, gave testimony before the Congressional Black Caucus challenging the listing. German, who was at the time a fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University, told the caucus, "What is most troubling about the black identity extremist assessment is its potential to incite irrational police fear of black political activists." Irrational fear, unfortunately, too often in the past translated into unnecessary police violence against unarmed and unthreatening black men and women. So they're dropping the listing. They want to let you know why. It's because they're just getting over-policed. All right, here we go. I'm going to jump down a little bit. Wanting separation from a society that has historically and systematically systemically oppressed black communities isn't extremism. Black dissent isn't black violence, and equivocating the two enables this over-policing of black activism. Can white people want separation from a society that has historically and systemically actually oppressed us? We can go back for the better part of half a century, and I can give you example after example. The Immigration Acts. The Civil Rights Act, which excluded white people. Mary Frances Berry said it explicitly that the civil rights laws are not intended to protect white men because they were not written to include them. She was basically the one who was responsible for these hate crimes, these laws, the civil rights laws. Okay, so white dissent is white violence. White silence is white violence. You know, you just gotta, everything that white people do is violence. You open your mouth, it's violence. But black people, we cannot tolerate a black separatist and black dissenters, black activists, being unfairly targeted by law enforcement, okay? Due to the current manner of listing, many assume that black separatist groups are more numerous than white nationalist groups, which are not grouped under one listing, but categorized based on the specific nature of their varied ideologies. When all the white supremacist groups are totaled up, they far surpass the amount of black separatist groups. And while black separatism is the connecting thread of these groups, it doesn't illustrate the hate of their collective ideologies. Black separatism on its own does not necessarily meet our criteria for a hate listing. So placing these groups on our hate map next to a laundry list of white violent white supremacist ideologies gives the appearance of an equivalency that does not exist. Okay, whatever. Racism and power dynamics. SPLC was founded to fight against institutionalized racism. Why don't you speak out against affirmative action? That's the definition of institutionalized racism, where if you have a particular skin color, white skin, if you have white skin, if you were born with white skin, companies and schools are legally required to discriminate against you. No matter how hard you try, no matter how good you are, you're going to be put towards the back of the line because you're white. That's institutionalized racism at its core. But no, they're not going to fight against that. All right, whatever. You can go read that whole thing, whole spiel, if you would like. I'm going to move on to... yeah, I'll get to this article. Welcome to Bergeron. I played, or talked about Harrison Bergeron before, and I played some of the, the TV show that they did. Like a little, not TV show, TV movie, whatever that was. This is an article at Eric Peters Autos. He talks about how America is becoming Bergeron, a new country based on the principles laid out in Kurt Vonnegut's depressingly prescient story, Harrison Bergeron. Definitely. So basically, you may not act if anyone of lesser strength or ability or drive cannot act at the same level. You must accommodate yourself to their level. Everything is leveled ever downward until we are depressingly equal. Misery and poverty, enthralled to suffocating edicts limiting what they are permitted to do and told what they must not do on the basis of what others cannot do. Or people resent you for being able to do that which they cannot. So he uses some examples here about how we have to drive these ridiculously low speed limits because some people just are unable to properly handle their vehicles at higher speeds, or how there is no right on reds, even though you could take a right on a red. You're looking all directions. You can definitely make that right on red, but because some people just can't take a look to the left or something, they can't seem to grasp it at certain intersections, everyone has to stop there and not proceed, hold up traffic. This is just one example. And then he talks about how the masks are definitely, the diapers are definitely part of this. You know how people are forced to wear weights and things to hold them down in Harrison Bergeron? Well, our face diapers are the analogy here. And now, because granny might die, everyone is treated, he uses grannies as the drivers that everybody must, you know, lower the speed limit for. Everyone is treated as if they too were a granny and might die. Healthy people, at very little to no risk of death from catching a cold, must live in perpetual fear of death. If they don't fear it, having no reason to, they must be forced to act and look as if they did, for the sake of those who do fear it. Instead of sequestering granny, everyone else is sequestered and diapered. Soon they will be needled, not because they need it, being healthy, but because some people aren't. Everyone must be made unhealthy by injecting them with substances that make them so, which suppress the competence of their own healthy immune system to ward off colds. A public sneeze will be soon treated the same as spraying a crowd with machine gun fire. And there are burger-on-nights who equate the two. They do. Even if you don't sneeze, because you might. Ergo, the diaper. It's as vindictive a policy as forcing people who can drive to operate the level of those who can't, and punishing them if they don't. It all flows from the same ugly principle. The sickness regime is merely the latest and entirely predictive evolution of least common denominatorism, the burgeroning of America. Of course, we have the Jews to thank for that. This person isn't going to call out the Jews, but it was an interesting article nonetheless. He goes into more depth about how people who can't competently handle a firearm are presumed incompetent to handle a firearm because some people are incompetent with firearms. But yeah, forcing everybody to wear the face diaper for those who are immunocompromised. It's ridiculous. I hate this. This current world, the current year, it's disgusting. I absolutely hate it. Let's get to some more WHO news and things like that. The World Health Organization, I just saw this today. There was a tweet from 2013 where the World Health Organization said, why does WHO not recommend wearing face masks for hashtag MERS, hashtag influenza? And so they linked to why they don't. And then so somebody responded, I'm sorry, I've just read this two times. Where do they not recommend wearing masks? And then the World Health Organization responds on Twitter to sick_maps, which is interesting. The World Health Organization responds, it says in the community, benefits of wearing masks has not been established, and using a mask wrong may increase risk. The science hasn't changed. They've come out with a whole lot of new science. Why masks actually do help a great deal. Stop the spread so we can flatten the curve. 7 months after they told us we were just going to flatten the curve for 2 weeks. Now everybody's diapered up. Yeah, put on your diapers. And we're seeing the ill effects of diapering up, masking up, and shutting up. With these children especially who are wearing these masks all day in school, they've been developing a contagious strep virus, and it's bacteria being trapped up against the face. So actually Fox 54 in Georgia reported on this, and a lot of people have been posting, parents have been posting about this happening to their children after they've been in school for the past month or so. Actually, at this point, it's almost 2 months. They sent him back pretty early. Although I think they delayed it this year because of COVID. The pediatric emergency department at Doctors Hospital has been diagnosing and treating an increased number of children with rash on the face, extremities, neck, and other areas of the body. Guys, this is not just, you know, you probably had a rash, no big deal. It's not just a regular rash. This rash is called impetigo, which is a highly contagious rash from a bacterial infection that can be worsened by wearing contaminated masks. The rash looks similar to a cigarette burn, which contains a highly contagious honey-colored fluid. This skin infection is usually acquired from other children since it can be easily transmitted by touching. So as to stop the spread of this novel coronavirus, children are putting on masks. They're being forced to put on these face diapers, and because these face diapers are dirty face diapers because they're wearing them all day, they are developing a highly contagious rash, and they're spreading it amongst each other, and it's very, very awful. They have essentially zero risk of catching COVID and less of a risk of dying of it. And not only that, there are people who are getting pneumonia because they're wearing these masks all the time. It's disgusting. It's absolutely awful to see that this has continued for so long and there's so little resistance to it. You're a COVIDiot if you don't love wearing the mask, if you question those who wear the masks. Oh, and now they have new rules out in California. Yeah, California, you've got that pedo governor, Newsom. Oh, yeah, his Twitter profile, I don't know if it's still this, his Twitter profile had this shot of an audience, and one guy has his finger completely digitally manipulated to form the pedo triangle. Right there, obvious for everybody to see. Why wouldn't the governor of California have a pedo triangle on his Twitter banner? That's, you know, par for the course here at this point. But yeah, California has new rules where, guys, they're letting you have gatherings. But you can't meet in each other's homes. You have to meet outdoors. You can have a max of 3 families somewhere outdoors. And you need to keep records because you got to have the contact tracing and all that. So keep some good records while you have this meeting of attendance. See who is there. You have to still socially distance. So if you're sitting at a picnic table, that's maybe 4 people max if it's a big picnic table. Okay, you got to bring some extra seating. Don't get too close to Granny. Okay, so stay separated. You got to wear the masks. I know you're outside, but you got to wear the masks, okay? And all sorts of other insanity. Wear the mask, socially distance, no more than 3 families, okay? Okay? Oh, you know what? You're also not allowed to sing happy birthday in some places. Yeah. Happy birthday, big problem. Big problem. First, I'll just start with this Fox News image here, a screenshot. Happy birthday song danger. Study, song may spread COVID with P and B sounds. When you say P and when you say B, you're just basically exploding out germs, people. Oh, scary. Scary. Singing happy birthday. Next time somebody says it, you're singing that to their young child and you hear it out of the park. Whew. Stop. Tell them, stop. That's what my Spanish teacher used to say. Stop. Stop. Okay? No. Bad. Very bad. You're spreading. You're a super spreader singing that song. I don't care that you're celebrating. And actually, in the UK, yeah, it looks like they banned it. They banned singing happy birthday. Let's take a look at this article, if I can ever get to it, through all of these damn ads. I think I had an ad blocker. I have an ad blocker. I think I had to turn it off to even see these articles in the first place. Schools across the country have banned singing inside due to coronavirus fears. So all singing. Okay, all singing inside. Banned. And you can't sing happy birthday in the classroom. Okay? Yes. Birthday cakes from home have also been banned to stop the virus spreading. Singing inside has been banned in pubs and churches under official guidelines. No fun, people. No fun allowed. There's a pandemic going on. Unfortunately, we don't even have the dancing TikTok nurses to help us get through these troubled times. There's just no fun anymore. School children have been banned from singing happy birthday in classrooms over fears it could spread coronavirus. Children have been told to listen to the song on YouTube or hum the tune rather than singing it at some schools. Oh my God. I'm not even a good hummer. How could I celebrate somebody's birthday? I'd have to just turn on YouTube. Let's find a video of other people singing this song. Can you even have YouTube videos of it? Isn't it a copyrighted song? Something ridiculous like that. Birthday cakes from home have also been banned to prevent spread of the virus. It's like with Halloween candy and things. Don't you accept anything that isn't wrapped and processed by one of the big manufacturers? Because somebody could have put razor blades in that apple. Don't eat something healthy. Don't eat some of those home-baked cookies. Nope. You gotta buy the Snickers. Okay? Mozzbaz. Singing can leave droplets in the surrounding air, meaning infectious individuals risk spreading the virus with their mouths. Oh my God, don't open your mouths anymore, people. Don't sing even if you have a mask on. You're still just... you're putting everyone at risk. When are people going to have enough of this bullshit? When? In the UK, they're going to have weekly COVID tests. And that's going to be the passport to freedom that they've all been looking for. It's called Operation Moonshot under based Boris Johnson. So they were not going to go back to normal. It's going to be a new world. A new world order. It's coming into view. Okay, they're going to be trying to test everybody every single week because, well, you know, they want people to get back to normal. So if you don't want to have to go live in a lockdown, you're going to have to get tested every single week. And, if you come up positive, quarantine. It's the moonshot plan. Let's see. COVID passports would give those who test negative the ability to return to normalcy. They'd be able to attend sports events, concerts, go to work and school without wearing masks. The proposed 20-minute tests that would allow this to happen have been suggested by Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Oh yeah, guys, I just saw that India and Israel have come up with a 30-second test or something like that. Isn't that incredible? 30 seconds. Speaking of ridiculous regulations, you've got that little crackhead-looking thing out there in Chicago, the Mayor Lightfoot. She has come out and she had a Halloween costume maybe a week ago where she dressed up as like a Lysol superhero, stopping the spread of COVID, basically warning against Halloween celebrations. People, you gotta stay safe. No fun. No Halloween. Cancel Halloween. Okay, just the only safe thing to do is to stay at home, watch Halloween movies, people. Anyway, she was very upset that on a nice day out there in Chicago, people were out there biking. Oh, could you believe this? They were out there in the parks and they were not properly social distanced and they were spending just way too long out there. She said, it's not the time to run a 5K. This is not a time to be bicycling for hours. And if you're bicycling, put on the mask, okay? Jeez. So if people don't start behaving responsibly, she's saying, I'm just going to arrest you, lock you up. You just need to, you can only use outside these public places for a little bit of respite. If people don't use them right, they're going to lock them all down. Okay? This is insane. Things have gotten really bad. Now, a lot of people seem to be jealous that we're here in Florida because, or they're happy for us, that Ron DeSantis, the based Republican governor who just loves Israel, sent a huge delegation over to Israel the first thing when he got into office down here. He has basically made it so that mask mandates cannot be enforced by fines. Now, you could be arrested if you refuse to leave a place that's requiring a mask. That still would be the case. But if towns have fines in place for you not wearing a mask outdoors or something like that, that's now void. He's also allowed bars and restaurants to operate at full capacity. But guys, the day-to-day life down here, it really hasn't gotten any better. You go to the post office, everybody's wearing a mask. Many of these big stores around here all still have mask requirements. Just because the state government does not require a mask doesn't mean that we're not still living in this ridiculous hellscape. We are. Just a little bit maybe less bad than some places in Australia and the UK and out in California, but it's still bad. It's still awful. I hate it. A couple other news stories really quick before we play out the show with a new Van Morrison track. Let's see. Yelp is now placing businesses accused of racist behavior on the company. They're placing some kind of identity, a stamp or a badge or whatever. If a business gets accused of being racist, of having some kind of racist symbols or saying racist things, so a bunch of BLM supporters can go report that a company is racist because, I don't know, they didn't like them protesting in their store and breaking glasses or something. So these BLM people come and say, oh, it's a racist business. And Yelp says, okay, well, we're going to warn people. We're going to have a little warning there. This place is racist. Definitely. Couldn't be abused. No. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out this music here because I do have a Van Morrison song I'm going to play in just a little bit. I usually do close out the show with a Van Morrison track, but this is going to be a different one tonight, a new one. Colin Kaepernick, he has a new essay where he's calling for the abolishment of police and also of the prison system. You know, he wants a better system in place. You can't be policing and arresting and imprisoning these vibrant enrichers. Yeah, okay, maybe they commit 50% of the murders in the country. You need to rehab them. You need to show them love, kindness. The only reason they were killing each other and killing whitey is because of white racism, okay? And I published on the Renegade Tribune this week that actually it turns out that American taxpayers are being forced to pay for BLM terrorism, because some of these groups out there that, you know, donate to all these progressive causes actually have taken a good deal, a lot of taxpayer money over the years. And so one of BLM's big backers has actually gotten lots of taxpayer money. So the taxpayers have actually funded this in part. And George Soros is a part of it, of course, and the Ford Foundation and all the rest. It's what's to be expected. But isn't that very telling? This domestic terrorist group is actually funded by the American taxpayer. We fund the foreign terrorism with Israel and, you know, all the American wars of aggression and whatnot for Israel. But also, you know, paying for the domestic terrorism. Yeah, you know, some of the three-letter agencies and things like that, you could look at that. But also BLM, another three-letter agency of the government. Isn't that... No, not the Bureau of Land Management. I mean, Black Lives Matter. All right, guys, that is what I've got for you here tonight. What we're going to listen to here at the end is Born to be Free by Van the Man, Van Morrison. Yeah. This is a, not a protest track. It's commenting on the times we're living in right now. So do look up the lyrics to it. I think you'll appreciate it. I'll talk to you all again soon. Stay tuned to the network. Much more to come. Thank you to the supporters.
Seem to have amnesia, just trying to remember the Berlin Wall. Some kind of new old ideology, a weird new psychology, but it's not for the benefit of you and me. No, no, no. Normal is not normal. It's no kind of normal at all. Everyone seemed to have amnesia, trying to remember. But the Berlin Wall is some kind of new old ideology, running tandem with a weird kind of psychology. But it's not for the benefit of you and me, 'cause we were born to be free, 'cause we were born to be free, 'cause we were born to be free.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.